Dr. Ed Mrugalski in the studio, and it is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. This being Tuesday, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
So I'm sure there's plenty to talk about. We will just let you get to it.
Oh, yes, there's quite a bit. I want to say at the onset that it's a challenge to report information that may be scary while at the same time trying not to scare people. So this morning I was on a call with the county health department and the other hospitals in our county, and it is clear that hospitals in the southern part of the state are overwhelmed. And what is being described is, quote, a tsunami, end quote, that is moving up the state. We here in Northern California have been very fortunate so far, but the expectation is that within the next week or two, we're going to start seeing a dramatic rise in cases. And even if we don't see that rise in cases here locally, we will be absolutely impacted. Last week I already mentioned, I believe on the radio, that we are being impacted by the fact that as hospitals, say, in the Bay Area are full, it makes it more difficult for us to transfer patients out who need a higher level of care. The state officials are definitely looking at ICU and general hospital bed capacity as a statewide resource. This has significant implications for us, as we may be directed to accept patients from as far away as the southern part of the state. And obviously this does use up some of our local resources. But if we're going to respond to this pandemic and this thing that's being described as a tsunami moving up the state, then it makes perfect sense from a statewide perspective that they need to pull into play all the resources that are available. Now, that means that we will be probably, if that happens, moving up in our surge plan, and I want to reassure everybody that we have a very robust surge plan. I'm very confident in it. It is, of course, designed to deal with a surge, which by definition is something that puts a sudden strain on a system. And so it definitely will strain our system, but we are making plans to respond to that and make sure that our own people here in the county are well taken care of. And I do believe that we will be able to do that. There may be some challenges, but that's part of what disaster planning is all about. And that's just another name for surge planning, is disaster planning. And we've been doing this for months now. I think that there are a couple of things that are going to really help us, that are our silver linings on the storm clouds, if you will, that are gathering. One is the vaccine, and the vaccines are expected to arrive later today or tomorrow here in the county. And we will be getting vaccines out here on the coast for our healthcare workers at the hospital the very next day. And so we'll start vaccinating people right away. As I'm sure everybody knows, it's a tiered system, and the first phase of vaccination will be for those healthcare workers, housekeepers through nurses' aides, nurses, physicians, who actually are taking care of COVID patients or in a line of work where they have that kind of contact. And so that's who will be vaccinated in this week and next. And as I'm sure everybody knows, it's there's a booster that's required in another 3 weeks. So the first vaccination gives about 50% protection, and the second, the booster, gives boosts that up to 95%. So I think that's going to be really important to get that vaccine out here and into our healthcare workers, because we want them to be safe and stay healthy as we may have to deal with this surge. Another key point to all this is expanded testing. And as I've said before, we're going to look back on this pandemic, and one of the things that I'm going to remember is how it was continually a challenge to get adequate surveillance testing. And that remains a bit of a challenge, but we're starting to pull forward on that area as well, and I think that's another silver lining. Specifically, the OptumServe mobile testing unit has been set up now and will be here in Fort Bragg, I understand, every Tuesday at the Veterans Hall moving forward, every Tuesday. And they can test up to 165 people. And then also, I spoke with Lucretia Renteria over at Mendocino Coast Clinic, and they are expecting to be able to do 375 tests very soon. This is the Perkins-Elmer test that the state of California is putting forward. It's essentially the same as the OptumServe, except without the bureaucratic challenges that sometimes are faced with that system. And so I think it'll be a little bit more expedient. And the good news is that that provides an additional 375 tests per week. And all they're waiting for right now is just to receive those test kits. They've already been approved for it. They have everything ready to go and start doing that testing. And I believe, if I understand it correctly, the turnaround time will be about 72 hours. So that's really very good from what some of the challenges we've had previously in terms of turnaround. And lastly, I just want to reassure everybody that, you know, the hospital is open for business. We're not experiencing any significant challenges or derailments in any of our services as a result of what's going on at this time. And the ER is certainly available to anybody who has healthcare needs that are of an emergent nature. One thing that I will ask is please do not come to the emergency department if you are simply seeking a COVID test. And we've had a number of people in the last week that we've turned away because they are simply curious or they feel like they've been exposed or maybe they even have some mild symptoms and they want to get a test. And the ER is not here for the purpose of providing community surveillance testing. That's what the Fort Bragg Veterans Hall through OptumServe is all about every Tuesday. That's what Mendocino Coast Clinic is for through their program. And they already have another program in place. I believe it's called Biomax Now, that they can do some antigen testing. Anyway, the ER can't be a way of just getting surveillance testing for the community because that does divert attention from those people who are, say, having a heart attack or whatever because it takes resources to put somebody into a ER bed and then they're sitting in that ER bed simply because they want to find out if they have COVID. And I know that may sound harsh, but that's just the reality.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so that's my update. Do you have any questions about that?
Doctor, can you speak at all, and I understand there are privacy issues, about any COVID patients that might be at the hospital?
Sure. We've had steadily one to two COVID patients over the last, I would say, 2 weeks at any time. Fortunately, all of them are doing well. I can look up the exact number this morning. I'm not on clinically today, but it was two as of yesterday.
Okay. All right. I thank you because I like to dispel rumors, and if we have a good number like that, I think it just relieves people's and hearing any rumors and being concerned about matters. So thank you for those numbers. I appreciate it.
Yes, and our ER our ICU capacity is good right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are boarding both of those COVID patients in the ICU. However, they are not ICU level. It's more of a convenience for how we staff.
Ah, okay.
But we can move them out of the ICU if we needed that ICU bed.
Well, doctor, thank you. I know a lot of people wait to hear your report every week and also to read the Miller report. We really appreciate you coming on the air.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'll try to put more detail in the Miller Report this week as to just what this, quote, tsunami is really all about.
Again, thank you, Doctor, and thanks to everyone listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.